And once a beautiful letter the Alkes and Kelim wrote to a mechanech, printed in the Chelik days of the Chochma Musa, Oishin Mem Zayin. And he writes, the first thing he teaches people, and his lashon is, Ki atayir ba lahanim chayeyem, gam ba'olam hazeh lahafni ma'od. The Torah comes to make a person, to give him a sweet life, a beautiful life, gam ba'olam hazeh lahafni ma'od. Shmiras HaTorah, Dr. Altus and Kelim, Zeh Schari Ba'olam HaZeh. That's the Schari, that's Olam HaZeh. La'olam HaBa, Eini Yedei Yekama. In other words, for B'nai Torah, for Klal Yisrael, I think this is the Yesod HaYesodis in the Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu, the Schus that we have to have the Torah, to keep the Torah, is not just for Yenevel, but the schusses of Devel, the ne'imus that the Torah gives, that he gives the schar b'hai alma, the oira Torah, the kedushas Torah. It teaches us how to live and how to live b'simcha. And the emphasis is, this is a very appropriate akdama to any sugya that you speak about, the frat, and adma chaveri, and tikkun amidos. And I thought about this evening, tonight, as we all know, is already Erev Shabbos Chazoin. And I think we have to start thinking, Ameh of the Ha'aretz, why are we in a galus for over 2,000 years? And we all know it's not a chiddush, Chazal say, that the chet that causes churban, that is 2,000 years, is sinas chinam. And that obviously speaks volumes of what Avos Yisrael means, and by the Eibush Tekav Yochel, what it means, leads to Habanach Hayid. That of all the Averis, the Gimel Chamurais, there was a shorter Chorban. But the Havas Yisrael, what the Eibishter considers the Havas Yisrael, is a Chorban of 2,000 years. And it just often frightens me when you think about a Havas Yisrael. Do we have a Shaykhis to Havas Yisrael? Do we have a Shaykhis to what really is a Havas Yisrael? It's easy to love Rabbonim and Gedolim and Tzadikim. But how about the Pashat the Mensch? How about the Shverer Mensch? How about the obnoxious person, the one that has those queer midos? And that's also a Havas Yisrael. The Rambam Hilchizdeyas writes, Klar mitzvah kol echad ve'echad, lehoit kol echad misrael kegufay, shenema vihafla rechikar moicha. In other words, if we have a list who we like and who we don't care about, that's sinas chinam. That's the issa of vihafla rechikar moicha that we're being over. Do we have a shaykhis to the Havas Yisrael? And what makes it even more perplexing, the Yishalmi says, Om Rabbi Kiva v'yahastu l'yachat kamoicha, zeh klal gadol v'tayra. It's not just the seba of the churban, it's not just a thing in the past, but for a yid, for a ben tayra who lives a life of tayra, the aleph, the dagish, the kol ha-tayra kula, the klal gadol v'tayra, is a Havas Yisrael. Do we have a shaykhis to lead to, like the Rambam says, Lech kol echad miYisrael kegufay? But the problem, I always think, Mayasa haben v'lo yechta. You see chesroinus, you see people that you don't like. How do you live with someone when you feel that he's doing something that bothers you, that upsets you? So I want to tell you tonight a mahalach hachayim. And besides being the answer, I think we'll see what the Alter writes, that the Torah HaKadosha, the Or HaTorah, the Kedusha HaTorah, comes Lahanim Chayenu Gam Ba'olam HaZeh. There was someone I knew who had many Shverkaiten. And worse yet, one came after the other in succession, and he was really down, and I tell you, he really had a reason to be Tzibrachim. And I wanted very much to be mechazikim, to somehow lift his spirits. But Lo Zokman, I knew this, I knew what's going on. So one day I was in Beis Medrash with him together, and I hear him singing a niggin, Keili, Keili, Loma Zaftani. And he wasn't singing the niggin, he was living the niggin, he was crying the niggin, he was painting with the niggin, because that's really what he felt, Keili, Keili, Loma Zaftani. And then the Eibishter gave me an idea, and I said, you know, I want to talk to you a minute. I understand you, and I feel for you, and I cry for you. But I have a mahalach, I have a machshav I want you to think about. I know you feel, and rightfully so, keili, keili, lo mazavtoni. But take my advice. Sometimes, try to change the niggun. Sometimes, instead of singing keili, keili, lo mazavtoni, sometimes phrase it, keili, keili, lo ma'ohavtoni. And I started telling him, you know, I know you, and you know yourself even better. You have this mile and this talent, and this bracha. There's a list of Chazdei Hashem that we all see. And I saw like a crack of sunshine in his face, a little smile. And he says, you know, you're right. But how about this? And Baruch Hashem, I have this thing going for me. And before long, we compiled quite a long list of brachas that he lives with daily. And I told him what's an eitzah for him, and it's an eitzah for every person on his Mahalach HaChayim. When someone feels like crying, Keili Keili Lama Zavtani, and even if he's rightfully deserving to sing that niggun, sometimes stop and praise it, Keili Keili Lama Ohavtani. Look at the good the Eibishter gave you, look at the chesed, look at the hatava. And then I told him, I called him by his name, I don't say the name, you should know you're not the first person that sang this niggun. You're not the first person that had a Yeshua from this machshava. It was a long, long time ago when Gedolei Olam, Gedolei Tanoim cried, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani, and a time that they had all the reason in the world to cry, Eibishter, why'd you leave us alone? There was one person who cried, who sang, Keili, Keili, Lama Haftani. And he was right. The Gemara in Seif Makas tells the story of the Shas HaChorban, after the Chorban, the Gedolei HaTanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Zayir, Rabbi Yeshua, were going in Yishalayim, and they saw the most horrifying sight, the most awesome Kiddush Chil Hashem that we could imagine. A shul was running in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and immediately his chilu heimboichim, look where we're holding, look at the keili loma zavtani, such a colossal chil Hashem. And they look at Rabbi Akiva, and he wasn't crying, he was laughing. So they asked him, why are you laughing? Such a horrifying chil Hashem. And the kash is even stronger, because if you learn the Gemara, like the Mashal points out, Akiva also cried. He all karu v'kdeyam, the Gemara says, Akiva also cries kriya on this horrible sight. So why are you laughing, Rabbi Akiva? So he says, you know why I'm laughing? Because I see this nevuah, this terrible nevuah in this kayim. I feel very confident about the second nevuah, that m'her v'meinu there will be a geula. You know, when I learned the Gemara, I wondered, Tanahele Getanoyim felt the Keili Lama Zavtani. What was Rabbi Akiva's chesmen? Is it understandable? Do you understand it? Was he Chalil HaKal Tayid? Was he indifferent to the Churban? If I would see it's his story, I would think he was a friar man, he doesn't care. But the voice, he was the Heiliger Rabbi Akiva. But you know what makes the question even stronger? Because he was right. Because the Gemara says when he said his cheshbin, they told him, Akiva nichavtanu, Akiva nichavtanu. Akiva, you were right. You had the right way of looking at it. You had the right way of assessing the situation. But how do you understand it? Such a horrible chil Hashem, and all he's thinking about is geula. All he sees in a fox running the makom shekshiv hagzar hakarev yumas, and he sees geula. But libi oimeli, Rabbi Akiva had a mahalach hachayim. Rabbi Akiva's mahalach hachayim was to see the mile in every situation. Rabbi Akiva's mahalach hachayim was to sing lama aza haftani. When everybody cried, Lama Azavtani, Rabbi Akiva looked and looked in the Choshech, and he saw a little R, and he phrased with a little R, and he sang, Lama Azavtani. And in the deepest Churban, in the darkest Golos, Rabbi Akiva saw the Geula. Rabbi Kiva cried and cried about the Churban, and like the Mashal points out, he was also Mitzayah. But after he cried and cried, he made a Cheshbin. Now what? What am I going to gain if I just sit by Atzvis? Like Reb Chaim Vital says, the Weltzoktif, Atzvis brings the biggest Averis and the biggest Durchfallen. So after he cried and cried and cried, and after he also sang Lama Aftani, Rabbi Kiva changed the niggin, and it's a gefreit Lama Aftani. He saw the or in the grace of Chayshich. Rabbi Kiva was a positive person. He saw the maila, he saw the bracha, he saw the sunshine in every situation. It's a remarkable ability. But that was Rabbi Kiva, what he was. And I don't know the schar he had of Yenevelt. I don't know his lichtige Gan Eden. But I know what the schar he had of Develt. Rabbi Kiva's life was a life of simcha. Like the Chochem Mikolodim and Mishlei writes in Tezvov, Kol Yimei Oni Royim V'Toiv Leiv Mishta Samid. So Rabbeinu Yonin Avos teaches, what does that mean, Toiv Leiv Mishta Samid? When someone is sameach b'chelkei, when someone is happy in every and any situation that the Avinu of Rachman puts him into, he's mishta tamid agantzi afeilach. Vayem is gut agantzi or. Isn't that a bracha tzuma? Isn't that a schar b'hai alma of being able to see the lichtigkeit in the gres de chayshich? The pasuk in Mishlei says toiv ayin hu yivarech. And the Pashat of Shatra, Rabbi Yisai, means Erez Gebenst, a Gebenst a mensch, a Glicklich a mensch. He's blessed because he goes through life, and when everybody is crying, Lama Zaftani, the Toiv Ayin picks up the R, and he's singing and he's Freilach, Lama Aftani, Rabbi Nishlam, I love you, why do you do this to me? Isn't that a Chachma? Like the Velt says, two people look at a cup, and one says it's half empty, where's the other half? And one is happy because it's half full. And that's the Lama Azaftani versus the Lama Aftani. And let me tell you how often I see this. I see this situation, this scenario happens over and over. You could have two people in the same yeshiva, or the same camp, or two balabatim in the same business, and they have the same cup, and one is constantly kvetching, why is it half empty? Lama azav tani, why do I have this? And the same bachan yeshiva with the same matzah, with the same rebbe, and the same fu, in the same dormitory, with all the chesreinus, he's toiv leiv mishta samid, because he's a toiv ayin, hu yivarech, he's gebenched. He's crying lama azav tani, but the Chacham Leiv phrasech Lama Aftani. One is looking at the Milas and one is dribbling zich with the Chisroinus. That's a Chochma. That's a Bracha. That's a Mahalach HaChayim. Rabbeinu Yoni teaches in Sharei Tshuva, Shar Gimel Oisrei Zayin, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Evilim Yolitz Asham Uvein Yisharim Ratzoin. Teach the Rabbeinu Yoni a Gewaldige Teach. Avilim Yolitz Asham, the silly person is always finding the Chisreinus, the Asham. But Uvein Yisharim, the Ish Yasha, the Gleicha Mensch, the Glatze Mensch, Ratzayim, Zokte Beini Yoyna, Kiderech HaYisharim Lechas Zakol Peshoyim. They also see the Chisreinus. They also live through the Lama Zavtani. But you know what they're busy doing? Lushabeach HaAdam, Kinimtze Boidov HaToiv. They look and they dig until they're able to sing Lama Ohav Tani. They have a Toiv Ayin, they have a Lev Toiv. And then he tells them, a Modna Maisa, Meshunadike Maisa. Adam Echad V'Chochem, one person and a Chochem, Avru'al HaNavela. And if you look in the Chayavis HaLevavis in Shar Kniya Perek Vav, he has the same story with a little more description. They passed a Kelev Masrachas Ma'oid, a dead dog that had a very unpleasant odor, ma'oid. So Amr ha'adam musreches nevelezu. Look, this is terrible. The stench is just unbearable. Va'amah ha'chacham kamal levanim shineho. So how white are the teeth? A very modern demaisa. I wonder, I ask you, is there a mitzvah to be melamed chus on a kel of masrachas? Is there a mitzvah to be melamed chus on a smelly dog? What is happening? What is this chacham? And why do we call him chacham? Was he a rebbe? Was he talmud chacham? Oy, what kind of chachma this is! Oy, what kind of chachma yeshiva this is! In every situation, instead of kvetching about the kel of masrachas, he saw the kamul avonim shineha. He saw the toiv. He saw the lama avtani. It's not a tzitzis. It doesn't say in the Torah, but it's a chachma yeshiva she'ein lemaila menu. Why kvetch when you could be happy? And this is the key to simcha leyit, like we said. Toiv lei, when someone has an eye in toiv, when someone looks and finds a maila, mishta tamid. But you know what I think the message is? Because if someone sees a kelev masrachas, and he sees the white teeth, he'll look at his chavrusa different, he'll look at his chava, he'll look at his parents different, at his rebbeim, he'll look at the veld different, he'll look at the yevishta different. And he won't go around crying lama zaftani. He'll be able to pick up the lama aftani. That's why the Rishonim used the word chacham. It was a chacham yisera. It was a brach, like a bench to mensch. And that was what Rabbi Akiva taught us. Why fill your mind, why fill your heart with a feeling of lama zaftani if you could look deeper and see the maila and phrase of that there's going to be a geula one day? How often I see this, mamish, this difference. Two people to come to this makam and one walks out, this is no good and this is no good. And you know something, they were right maybe. Maybe there's kisroinus. There's not an oilam hatikin yet. But there's another person, I don't know if he's a tzaddik, but he's a chacham. And he's always happy. This is good and this is good. And that's the second half of the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk, kol yimei oni royim. This toiv leiv mishta summit. It's not talking about two different situations. It's talking about the same situation. It's the way you look at it. And I once gave a muscle two people to see a beautiful scene. And one says it's dirty, it's filthy. And one says, Marabu Masech Hashem. And you know something? They're both right. Because one is wearing dirty glasses. And when the glasses are not clean, everything is dirty. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech was teaching us. You could have the same beautiful scenery, but it depends on your toiv ayin, your eyes. Are you clean? Are you a leiv toiv? Are you a yasher? Or are you a evil that sees the chisroinus? And every time I see this, whether it's ben ish l'reyeyu, ben ish l'ishtai, which you see it even more, I see the goddess of Avorot, Rav Putna Zatzal once said, the pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech said, Or zeruah latzadik ule yishrei leiv simcha. The word simcha should be the most sought after word. The idea, the concept of simcha should be our mission. Who doesn't want simcha in a world that the goyish shevet lahavdil is busy with the pursuit of happiness? Isn't that a fantastic word to try to grasp, try to find? And David HaMelech gives us the secret. You want simcha, the yishrei leiv simcha. It's right in your hands if you're yishrei leiv. What is yishrei leiv? How do we become a yishrei? How do we buy it? How do we acquire it? So Rav Putna used to say, look in the Targum. The Targum teaches, ulesritze liba chedva. So he teaches so beautifully. You want to be besimcha? You have to have a terutze liba. You have to have a heart that's full of terutzim. Because in every step of the way there are chisroinus. In yeshiva, in a camp, when you get married, with children, with in-laws, with parents, with grandchildren, with great-grandchildren, there's always going to be problems. There's always going to be machlis, there's always going to be tzaris. And if someone has a leiv toiv, he knows how to fend for a situation. He knows how to look at the gullus and see the geula. He knows how to stop crying lama zaftani and start crying lama aftani. And I would add to that word, this is what he means, the Terutzi Liba. Rabbi Kiva was the epitome, personified the Terutzi Liba. He saw the most gruesome, awesome Chil Hashem, and he was singing, Eibishta, I love you, Lama Aftani, why are you so good to us? That's the Terutzi Liba, to see the darkest moment in Klal Yisrael's history, and instead you see the Lichtige Geula Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. But I would add more to this verse. Le Yisrei Leiv, that word Yisrei Leiv is similar to what Rabbeinu Yonah teaches. Ulevein Yisharim, it's the same midah. Yashrus doesn't mean calling a spade, he has a chasaron and I see it, that's krumkeit. Yashrus means look for the maila, dig and look until you find it. I once heard my Rebbe Zalazayin Gesund, he said when he was a young child, he read in a book, people look for the city of happiness, right? America is built on the pursuit of happiness. So he said what he once read, the city of happiness is in the state of mind. Chochma b'koyim taimen, that's what terutzei liba, that's yishrei leiv simcha, that's luvein yisharim, that's toiv leiv mishtetam, it all getaych. And I tell you, this is the Yisoid Ben Adam Lamaka, and there's so much I could tell you. We know Yisurim Rachmanu Litzlan, what Yisurim destroys a person, Mavir and Adam Midas Koine, how Yisurim slow a person and totally destroy him. And if a person has Yisurim, probably he could try Lama Zaftani and you can't blame him. But I once saw a letter from the Chazainish, and I once told you before, the Chazainish lived the life that he's made, kol mashin ilaymit hu tambihu bavloga al yisurim. And in this letter he writes, he had yisurim shalai nitnu lemoysim ulatayram, indescribable, unbelievable. And you know how he looked at his yisurim, Rabbi say? You know how he typed up his, you know the niggin he sang when he was tamid bi yisurim, that shalai nitnu lemoysim ulatayram? I'll read you his lashin. Omnam chavivin yisurim, how beloved are Yisurim, l'zeh sh'roya oisam k'shluchi rachmona. He sees it from the Yevishta, from the Vino of Rachmin. And the Yisurim, b'hatkin as hakesha ben yitzur l'yoytzroi. It strengthens the bond. It creates and reinforces the relationship between the Yevishta and the Baal Yisurim. And I thought I almost started crying. Odos idos, when the Welt is crying, lama zaftoni. The Chazanish is singing Lama Aftani. He saw in Yisurim the best of Masa Hava. That's for Yisrael Simcha. That's for Tritze Liba, to take the worst punishment that people go off the Derech Achman al-Islam and turn it into the greatest manifestation of Ahava Hashem Lebruyov. That's a Chach Mashem Kamoyu. That's for Yisrael Simcha. And I could go on and on, but this is not my point tonight. What I want to tell you tonight is a different nekuda. How this midah of the Yisrei Leiv Simcha, of Teritzei Liba, is the yesod that we all need, Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. The older you get, you'll see what I'm talking about. That it's not just a midah kaiv, it's not just a chiv, it's the only way to enjoy Simcha of Develt. And I'll tell you a yesod that might sound simple to some, it might sound teeth to some, and I tell you it's both. It's simple and it's teeth. When you first hear it, you might think it's somewhat deep. But once you accept it and integrate it into your life and implement it in your life, you'll see it's so poshut. It's the only way to go through this olam. Rabbi Kiva, in that story in Masechta Makis, I think if I have to put it in one line, he was teaching us the yesod of Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. And that is to be happy with someone else, whether it's a parent, a friend, a Rebbe, a partner, a grocery, a neighbor, a tenant, a landlord, all the people you have to live with. Now, Baruch Hashem, you live with your shtender and your pen and your Kiva Eger and your notebook. They don't talk back to you, they don't give you tzaris. And that's why I say now it sounds like a shein is smooth, but I could maftiach you, If you don't have this, you'll never be happy. Rabbi Kiva was teaching us that there is possible that there are two rights. In other words, the Avadi Chachamim were right when they cried, when they saw that awesome Chil Hashem. But you know something? Rabbi Kiva was also right. They saw Lama Zavtani, Etzich Gifreit Lama Zavtani, and they were both right. They saw Chil Hashem and they cried, and in the same situation, he saw a Geula. They cried Lama Zavtani, Etzich Gifreit Lama Zavtani. And maybe to give the marshal, they saw the Reveila Masrachas, but he saw the white teeth. And I'll give you a marshal. The marshal is Echad Min Yalef. The stories that you're going to have to live with are coming in different forms, but this is the basic model of the story. Maisa Shehoye Kachoye. And I tell you, this is the Shlissel. This is the Pesach, the Mafteach Nichbad Ma'oid. A younger man from the Yeshiva came to me a while ago, a Choshev younger man. He says, I have a problem tonight. I mom is being patish l'sadin. What's the problem? He was learning in Eretz Yisrael, and he came for a few months for a certain medical procedure, and Tashteitzach, his in-laws live in the neighborhood, so he stays there. Where else should he stay? And it seems his mother-in-law, his wife's mother, was a very nervous person. She was so good, and she was taking care of the baby, and did everything for the baby. But when she saw any slight chesaron in the care that they gave the child, she would start screaming and yelling. And then he knew she was going to ask, Mechila, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I'm so nervous. And his wife said, Atkan, I can't take it. I can't take being screamed at. I'm a mother, I have my own child. Every night she screams, and she does, and she's not even right, because she always apologizes. And it's as if it's going to happen. It's like a sick race that happens daily. So his wife said, that's it, we're not staying another night. So he comes, what should I do? She wants to go to a hotel. Now, the money wasn't the yam, they're wealthy people. But what kind of punim does it have here? His mother is living in, his parents live in the city, and he stays in a hotel for 3 more weeks. He can't leave, but he can't stay. So I told them, you know, your problem is your solution. Don't you realize that they're both right? Your wife's 100% right. She doesn't like getting screamed at. It's not an easy meed of Nelov and Ve'in Amorvin. But don't you realize that your shvig is also right? That's her nature. That's her weakness. And she doesn't mean it. So why do you look at all that little chisaron when you see how much love she showers upon you? And even the screaming is just a different way she expresses her concern. Besides that, I stress, tell your wife to look at the Milas. But I told them, which I think is the Shlisla B'Radon HaChaveroi, try to be an understanding person. And I gave him a mushel, and Baruch Hashem, the mushel hit home, like they said. I told them in the Yeshiva I Davin, there are Baruch Hashem many young children, cute children, but the most popular, beloved child in the Yeshiva I Davin is a child that runs around. And what does he do? What's my tivai? He runs around, he loves to take people's hats and throw them like a frisbee. He loves to hit people on the head, and sometimes he loves throwing siddurim or banging siddurim. So you'll ask me, are you talking, that's the most popular child in the yeshiva? Yes. You know why everybody loves him? Because he's a Down syndrome child. And people realize, this is him. This is what he is. No one expects different. And when he takes siddur and he hits you over the head, I've seen him do that to the Rashiva also, no one gets insulted. It's not a bizoyin to cover that Torah, because he doesn't mean it. That's him. We understand odos idos. And I told him, this, think about this, Marshal. Not everybody's a Chofetz Chaim. And maybe as far as your shvig is concerned, she'll have to work on tikkun amidos. The goyin says that's the ikka, yirida sa'odim ba'olam is tikkun amidos. But why don't you understand this is the person? And you're staying here 2 more weeks, you're not going to change her. So try to change her, you can't. You want to learn from Musa gesunte hate. But what she says, she doesn't mean. And is that my chiddush? Doesn't the Gemara in Bava Basra say, Ein Adam Nitvas Al Tzaroi? How even the Gemara HaKadosha is understanding that you can't blame a person. How the pasuk in Iyov says, Iyov leibendas yedaber, he doesn't speak the way he wants to because he's about Yisurim, he has Tzoris. She's a nervous person, and she screams, and she doesn't mean it, and it's terrible. But why don't you be understanding? And you know something? The problem was solved. No. The screaming didn't stop, but the problem stopped. And I'm not surprised, because that's the Or, that's the Kedushas HaTorah. Some people have shvera tchunos, shvera neturin, and they can't control themselves. So I thought this is the vort, the ikka, the shlissel bein adam lechaveroi. Is there two rights? Of course your wife is right. Of course she's insulted. But the shvig is also right. And I tell you, hafoich ba dechaylava. This is a yesoid hayesoidis. And you know something? The problem was solved. No. The screaming didn't stop, but the problem stopped. And I'm not surprised, because that's the Or, that's the Kedushas HaTorah. Iyav leibedas yedav udvar leibahaskel. Some people have shvera tchunos, shvera neturin, and they can't control themselves. So I thought this is the vort, the ikka, the shlissel bein adam lechaveroi. Is there two rights? Of course your wife is right. Of course she's insulted. But the shvig is also right. And I tell you, hafoich ba dechaylava. This is a yesoid hayesoidis. A person has a choice. He could live a life of kol yemei ani royim and picking up a chesaron that's really there, or he could focus on the Maila and be a Terutze Liba. There's a Mavel de Kaposik, Il Mole Mikra Kosiv, I wouldn't believe it. But it's a Pasik in the Torah. The Pasik in Parash Mishpat, in the end of Perik Chavbeiz, Uvasa Basad Atreifel Oisechelu, if an animal was killed, of course we can't eat it. La Kelav Tashlichu Noisei. So the first half of the Pasik, Vashteach Zeyegut, we don't eat Treifa. So what do you do if you have an animal worth a few $1,000 and it's a treifa? So you go to the geisha butcher, you sell it, and you make most of the money back. But the Torah doesn't say that. There's a mitzvah min haTorah, there's a chiyuv, la kelav tashlichu noisei. What's the shot? I'm a chiyuv to waste a few $1,000 to give my dog his most expensive supper that even I'm not zoicha to? What does that mean? Lekel tashlichu noisei. The Eibishter, the Torah, tells you, Herzichai Nidala, take that treif and give it to your kelev. Zok the dasikenu balitoisis, and the Evanez says it's the kitza. There's a moridic cheshbon to this. There's a moridic reason the Torah, the Eibishter, wants you to lose a few $1,000. Because Bem is up the dasikenu, the olden days, the derech was that the dog would watch the animals. The Ze'ev and the wolves would come attack the animals, and they didn't have alarms, so who was the alarm system? The dog. And this time, the dog fell asleep on the job, and the Ze'ev came in and attacked the animal, left it a treifa. Zopti Zadasikanim, again, the Avenez and Morbekitza. Me'akash HaKelev Mosa Nafshe Al HaTreifa. The Kelev spent his whole life watching these animals. Aye, now it fell asleep. Aye, now he made the mistake and it caused you to have sid. The Torah days of the Abish to Lysia Kofi Toyva Kinegdoi. And now give it that steak, Bishar Sheshomra Adato. Il Moli Mikra Kosavi Avshalo Imra. If I would be there, I would patch the dog and pun him. What do you mean you're sleeping? You caused me a half sid. Yufa Pachkit, Zok the Torah, no. Don't look at the Chisori now. Look at the Milas. Look at the Lama Aftoni. Don't kvetch Lama Aftoni. Look at the Mila. And I tell you, if this would be the only word Torah we have, this Musig, this Or, this Tahara, this Kedusha, of a person has to spend a hoin rav to be a hakaras atoiv to a kelev, If this would be the only Torah, we can make a bracha b'shem and malchus every morning. Asher bachabonu mikol amim v'nosan lanu es Torah soy. Dayenu on this chiddush to see the helikite of Torah. How we would react, how we would yell and scream, and the Torah says, don't be a kafir toiv to the dog. I don't think it's to the dog, I think it's for us, to teach us. Why do you look at the chisaron of today, look at the milas of all the years? It's so much money, but it's the best spent money, because you're teaching yourself a yashis haleis. You're coming closer to be the yishrei leiv simcha, the ven yisharim. Because that's the shlissel bein adam l'chaveiro ben ish li'ishtai. That's the shlissel, not to focus on the chesaron, but realize the milas. We live in a world that's torn with machloikis, pirid levavois. So many broken homes that destroys Yiddish kinder, innocent Yiddish children. My Rebbe once said the fire of Shalom Bayis burnt. And you know what it burns? It burns innocent neshamas. We live in the times that shul is machlaikis, that neighbors is a machlaikis. And you know why it is? Because somebody did something that was wrong, and he was wrong. And Taka, I tried once to get involved. I found out that Taka, there was an avla. But you know what the Torah says? Even for a kelev, you have to spend thousands of dollars because you have to focus on the milas. Don't cry, lama zaftani, freizach lama aftani. And if we would implement this mahalach, this attitude in our lives, there wouldn't be shalom bayis machlekes, there wouldn't be pirid levavois. Of course he said something wrong, and he was wrong, but how about yesterday and last year? How often we hear it. I told my wife, I need supper early, I have to go to a shir, and she's not ready, it was a pshia. So basically, listen, if it's a pshia, if you have a stup full of kinder, but why do you look at tonight? Tonight's supper wasn't ready, and how about the past 15 years? And where are you running? To Torah? And what is the Spitz Torah? The Spitz Torah is a Hafriach Kemoicha. And what does that mean? Yashris, Yashris, see the Milas. In every situation, the person's right. Yeah, I wanted a button sewn, I have to go to the chassid, I missed my ride, boop, boop, boop. Let's say he's right, Vesichnish. But that's Torah, that's the beginning of Torah, that's Yashris. Someone came to me once and said, you know, I have a chava, he says, and sometimes he gets me so upset. Why? He has this terrible nature, he has a habit. My mama gets on my nerves. So I said, Shimon, let me ask you a question. What do you mean you say sometimes he gets you angry? Well, not every day. I mean, he's a good chava, a good chaya chava. But when he has this nekuda, mama, she gets me crazy. So I said, oy bazoy, you're not learning right shot? He doesn't get you angry. You get yourself angry. Because you could choose to look at the milas, look at every single day, and instead you pick on the sometimes. You could be an understanding person that we all have mishigasim, we all have chisroinus. So instead you choose to look at the kelev masrachas, right? So you got yourself, and he didn't get you angry. He gave you an asoyin. He gave you an opportunity to build that media kara of being a yosher, of seeing the sunshine, and you chose to look at that mud in the nature, the sometimes, so you got yourself angry. And that good ogle antiposik, call you may oni royim, he's right, he sees the mud in the nature, he has a mishigas, I can't take it. So you live a life of royim, you're always focusing on that. But levein yisharim, the yosher, he's always been pesimcha. Because even by a dog, you have to look at the milas. And this is a Pesach Nichbad Ma'oid. Even if they're chisroinis, but it's not necessarily right. But the other person could also be right. And I once had a kasha when I was young that bothered me to no end. The pasuk is the Shamachta B'chol HaToiv. There's a tzibur to be happy B'chol HaToiv. So it says the toiv is makir, it's kol HaToiv. So you have to have a mitzvah to tell a person to be happy. But their boys say, look around. Look at the fire on Shalom Bayis was brent. That people have cold tov mamish, but this is wrong and this chesaron, and they can't take it, they can't be soivel it. They need a mitzvah, they need a tzivah, they have to open their eyes with some after b'chol ha-toiv. Lately, we hear a new sprach in the Yeshiva Shevelt. I have a taina on my parents. Gevald, gevald, oilas nayim shekach shoymes. How could a ben Torah say, have a tiny, how would it be a tiny beyond the parents? And again, forget about the protim, let's say he was right. But where's the v'samach v'chol atoiv? Pardon my muscle, but even by a kelev, like kelev tashlichu, you have to see the milas. So how could a person say that in the same breath, a tiny on my parents? Torah, Torah, chigri sak, when a ben Torah says that word. He learns Torah, but he doesn't begin to appreciate the Torah. He doesn't know the Torah says, like Kelav Tashlichu Noisai, don't be a kofli toiv, even if it's his fault, even if it's the Kelav's fault. And a person could say in the same breath, I have a tain in my parents, Torah, Torah, chigri sak, by such a sprach. And the same is in Shalom Bayis. And Tachi Baltimore boy say, it's never too young to talk about Shalom Bayis. The difference in a happy bias and a tzibrachin bias is the midah of yashis, the seed of a samachti b'chol atoiv. And I once told this to someone who's a lamdin klima, goes, bu shteitis, if I have a kisar and I can't have a taina, so I told him, b'shteitin parsim b'shpatim, because even by a kelev. But then I said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's not a parsim b'shpatim. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. It's the first chiyav in the Torah. Looked at me, what's haste? Who doesn't know the first mitzvah in the Torah? So I told him, we have a Kabbalah from Yisrael, Solanta, that the erste mitzvah, the geste mitzvah, the choshev, the mitzvah of Yisrael used to say, is zaynish kein nar und zaynish kein tippish. That's what Yisrael said. There's so much oimik in that. That letter from the Alta describes that feeling. But in Yaneinu, I told him, that's what you've been goiva. You've been goiva the first mitzvah in the Torah. Because instead of being a samachti b'chol atoiv, instead of having a life of Mishtah Tamid, you're choosing the life of Koyme Aniroyim. Instead of living in the city of happiness, you're putting yourself in the life of Blata. Thoughten state is the first mitzvah in the Torah. That's the Kol HaTorah Kula. And you know why this is, I said a very, it's kosher to Yisrael, but you know why it's very challenging, and you know why so many people, even smart people, make this mistake, and you know why so many people subject themselves to a life of Kol Yimei Anirayim, because they're right. Because this one said something that was so disrespectful, and this one said something that was so sarcastic, and it was so mean, and it was so thoughtless, and it was so selfish. And again, Naniach, they were right. All these adjectives are right. But you know what Rabbi Kiva was teaching us? Don't cry Loma Zaftani, sing Loma Aftani. Realize there are two rights. Realize that even if you're right, the other person can also be right. There's a Mavel Dikim Medrash. We know that Rachel said something that was Zayanish Simzach. We're not talking about the Chet of the Mamre Rachel, but Havali Bonim Emayin Meisa Noichi, and there was a Tain on Rachel, and Yankee said, what do you mean? Asachas Alikim Anoichi. But you know what the Medrash says? Because Yaakov said that, he was punished, that his children would have to bow down and be Nichna to Rachel's children. So it's Nishtuf Astein. Rachel was, Yaakov was right. He's not the Yevish. The Vosar Ishprach he does. How could you say that? Zok the Medrash in Parshat Vayetzi and Parshat Ayin Aleph. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov. Tach Oyen Etzah Me'ikos. That's the way you talk to a Tzabrach in the heart. That's the way you talk to an oppressed person. That's the way you speak to a Fatzaret a Mensch. And you know what Libi Amir the Medrash is teaching us? It's this message. Avad the Yaakov was right. But Rachel was also right. Rachel was in a very shvera matzif, and Chazal tell us halachah ain adam nitvas al tzarai, and that's halachah lemaisa. Yaakov was right, but how do you say it? And when do you say it? The machloikis between friends in shalom bayis, and what makes it so challenging and so tempting to put yourself in the shoyel tachtiyos of machloikis is because you're right. That person is selfish, that person talks without thinking, that person is sarcastic, and he talks so not simzach. But you have to realize that that could be, even though you're right, but he's also right. That's his nature, that's his tchuna, and it's not an excuse for him. But if you can't change it, live with it. Realize, loy bedas, realize that's him, that's the person. And that is a teritza liba. to realize not everybody's a Chafetz Chaim, but remember, this is what the Torah is teaching us. Even for a dog, even for a kelev, you have to see the white teeth. Try to fend for the person, try to understand the person. And again, I said with parents how much Agmas Nefesh I have, this the understanding, they don't do this, they don't do that. Where's the Torah? You learn Torah a whole day, but where's the Aleph of Torah? I once heard from Rebbe Zalman Zayin Gesund, as I'm ready to lift the gevort, you'll be the dying to the shayla, okay? Someone walks into the bezin and says, Shimon owes me $1,000. Shimon gets up, shakrin, he's a liar, lahadam, it never happened. Okay. In walked two tzaddikim, advice to Bered. What do you mean? We saw Shimon take money from Reuven. Shimon owes him. So Bezin says, Shimon, you're a shakrin, you have to do tshuva, midrashek et tirchat, go pay up and go do tshuva. Bezin mamish is ois menshma, zap, hasirin. The next day they open the shop again, the Bezin again, they have a din Torah, and there's a machloikis, and in walks an aide, and you know who the aide is? Shimon. Bezin says, Shimon? We barely recovered from yesterday's scandal. You're an Adis? Rabbi Sai, is Shimon kosher for an Adis? We would think, Shimon? Lakelab Tashlechon, I say, right? Shimon, as a shakin. You know what the Gemara says? You know better than me. The Gemara above Mitzian, above Kam and Shuas, Hakoifa, Bemilva, is kosher for Adis. And as I say to Mechab and Chayshim Mishvat, why? I use Ivan al Shekatircha, he's gonna go to Gehenna for that. Up is up to Gemara, Shemutika Mishtamit. My Rabbi said, you see how the Torah, how the Halacha is Melamed Chus, how the Torah, how the Seichel of the Kiss is understanding. He's never pressed for money, he's against the wall. Loi Bedasu Medaber. He lied, and it's not a justification. But try to understand where he's coming from, what is bothering him. That is Teritza Liba, that's the Or HaTorah that when you learn you have to take L'maisa to try to understand the person. That even if there's a Kisrainist and you're right, he owes me money, but maybe he's also right. And Allah says he is right. I'm always in Spol, we're learning Sanhedrin. Open your eyes to what you're learning. The Gemara says that there are different Mises Bezdin. Ein Koivin Zeh, so Zeh. Why? She ain't Koivin Tzadik Eitz L'Rasha. Who's the tzaddik? Not the Chafetz Chaim, Chalila. Someone has a different Mishas Bezin. You don't put stealing next to Sreifa because one is worse. How would we phrase it? Ein Koivin Rasha Gama, Eitel Spitz Rasha Gama. Why not? But the Gemara says tzaddik. The Gemara had the Lichtige Eugen, the Yashas Halev, that maybe he's Chayiv Misa and he was killed. And once in 70 years he was an Ishpela. But Klapi Yenim, there's a little bit of Lichtigkeit. We could say he's a tzaddik. That's the Or HaTorah that you have to see when you learn Masechta Sanhedrin. How to look at a person, how to see the Milas. And I think that's the message of the Gemara Makkis. Rabbi Kiva saw the Or, he saw the Bissel Lichtigkeit even in the Golas, and he saw the Geula. Rabbi Kiva's Mila was to see Milas, to see the always to see the good. We once spoke in the other years, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, about the story of the Mais Vishach, and he worked for years for the Oisha, and he said, Kaini, so the Balabosti, who was the blessed and a Hurkinist, the great Oisha, says, I have nothing. Nothing. So afterwards they asked this person, what do you mean nothing? You saw he had all this and all the Nechasim. So the Gemara says in Kuf Chav Zayin, Shema Parkamachia, Shema Muskera, Shema Muchkeras, Agansa Tetla Gemara. So we once spoke, how could that be? How could a person stand and manufacture a Baba Maisis? How could that Ish Echad have a whole repertoire of Narish Terutim? So you know what I think the answer is? You look in the Shiltas and Parsha Shemais, you know who that Ish Echad was? Maisib Rabbi Kiva's up the Shiltas. That was Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva saw the good in every person, every situation. Rabbi Kiva's Shiras Achayim was Lama Aftani. So if you love me, there gotta be a Shema. We lay in the God that always bothered me. There's a whole settle of Dayenus. Either Hotzonim Mitzrayim, and you didn't kill the Mitzvah, you didn't split the Yam, you didn't take care of us in the Yam, you didn't give us the Mon, the Torah Dayenu. So I say the first Dayenu, I want to stop. I don't believe in that. If you took us out of Mitzrayim, you didn't save us, so we'll die in the Yamsut. And each one is like a Chatzidav, you die someplace else. And if you don't have the Torah, you Zichem Mesim. So what is a Dayenu? How can we say Dayenu? And one year I had Haggadah in front of me with the pirush of the Rishonim, and two of the Rishonim say, you know who wrote that Dayenu? They write it Agav, the Hemshech before. It was Rabbi Akiva. You see before, there's Rabbi Akiva, and this is another one of his expressions. And then everything was poshut, everything I understood. Because Rabbi Akiva's Mahalach HaKayim was Dayenu. That even if you see a fox running in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Rabbi Akiva said Dayenu, because I see the Nevuah for the Geula. That even if you see someone that's lying and lying the Chayra, but he said, Estamutika Mishtamit, maybe Shema this, Shema that. Mayrav Rabbeisai, if you want to come to the Kola Torah Kula, if you want to come to the Kol Gadol B'Torah, it's V'Hafleach HaKemoicha. But V'Yimtoyma, how could I do it? There are so many nudniks, and there are so many obnoxious people, there are so many difficult people. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Tshunya, how could I do it? How can I Le'av Kol Echad V'Echad Mishrael Kegufay? It's not fair, Rabbi Nishloilam. You know what I'll tell you the answer is? Look who said that Kol Gadol in the Yerushalmi. Omer Rabbi Akiva V'Yahastel R'Yachav K'moicha Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. The Yashrus, the Ish Yashra, the Teritza Liba, the Dayenu Yid, who saw the Lama Haftani in every situation, he had no problem loving the Nunniks and the Pest and the Paskidnaks, because he realized that Dos is there. That's what he is. I don't expect more. Rabbi Shneyev always to say, now was his lashon. Rabbi Akiva had no problem doing that, because Rabbi Akiva always saw the good in every yid. To realize that there are nefashos meikos, there are tzibrach and herza that are not chofetz chayim, that say miserable things, but there's still a mitzvah v'hafter achas hamaycha. But like the Alf in that letter writes, the Torah is such a beautiful samachayim. But he concludes, Rak ein dava asher yiras charei b'li amol. Nothing comes easy. It's very simple, but it's very deep. And you have to work on the kinyan of this midi yikara of l'yishrei leiv simcha. And I tell you, as a gutta chava, as a gutta breeder, the more you steig in the ahavas ha-Torah that is so klar on your faces, the more you pick up the oir ha-Torah, the more you absorb in yourself the kedushas ha-Torah, make sure at the same time to steig in the ahavas ha-Briyos, to see the oir in every choshech, and to see the kedusha in every yid. Because if you're learning Kol HaTorah Kula, you have to realize the Aleph is V'Yahavtereach HaKamoicha. And there's no bigger cloud than Ahavas Yisrael. And Ahavas Yisrael, in one word, is L'Yishrei Leiv Tirutza Liba. And I tell you again, like I told you before, now it's a good tzach, it's a fine tzach, it's an idealistic thing. But I'm Aftiach you, V'Aftocha Gemura. The older you get, when you start living between people, you'll see it's a hechrich gama. It's the only way you could live with a wife and parents and in-laws and a neighbor and a grocer, because there's always going to be matzavim that you're going to want to cry, lama aftoni. But then remember what I told you. Make your shiras achayim lama aftoni. Be that yosha halev. Pick it up now. That's what Torah is all about. To see someone and be understanding, to be soivel yenim. Let me just be the sign with a beautiful Gemara. Again, the Gemara we learn, but we don't pick up the message. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Lam Gimel and Beis, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Heilig of Al Azoya, learned 12 years in the cave with his son. Kulay Mufshit from Oilam Haza. And the Gemara says he came out and he saw someone working. Manichim Chai Oilam Va'oisim Chai Yeshah. Miyad Nisaf, the person was burnt up. So the Baskel came out, you left the cave to burn up my Brias. Go back in the cave. So he went back 12 more months and he came out. So Avudiman Zechrona Levracha once asked, I don't understand. He learned 12 years at Gestigen in Torah, in Kedusha, in Aliyah, he was an Ishmaelah, and he came out and he couldn't be Soivel Nachayid. So he went back in the cave. 12 more months of Torah, of Precious, of Kedusha, of Aliyah, and what happened? He came out. He was a Pasha Zayyid. He Lachari had a Yerida. He saw a person and he was soivel him. What happened? Are you talking more Torah, less Kedusha, less Aliyah? Zakar Rudiman, no, that's the message of the Gemara. He learned 12 more months and he had more Kedusha and more Aliyah and more Torah. You know what Torah is? You know what Kedusha is? You know what Aliyah is? To see Chesroinus and live with Chesroinus. To see a person and be a Teritza Liba. The 12 more months of Torah, more Kedusha, more Tahara, gave him the ability to be Ayashalev Duchsakmir. And let me tell you, you're in this makom that's so mesugel for Torah. Don't forget to steig in the Klal Gadol b'Torah, to see the good Neviyid, to see Chasroinis, but see the Milas. And you'll see the Amitis of L'Yishrei Lev Simcha.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.